The organization that governs track and field could decide tomorrow whether Russia should be suspended from international competition because of the country's doping scandal. A scathing report this week from the World Anti-Doping Agency documented a Russian state-sponsored program to give athletes performance-enhancing drugs. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's with us now. And Mike, Russia's foreign ministry slammed this report as biased and politicized, but is there consensus outside Russia that these charges are valid?
Look, a lot of people in the world of sports are saying this is as seismic and as damning as any report has ever been. And this includes the FIFA scandals. And this includes everything we found out about Lance Armstrong and cycling, because this is track and field, what's called athletics in the rest of the world. And this is systemic doping in one of the biggest countries of the world. And the extent to which the Russians dope to have, they had a shadow laboratory within the country. Hmm. People who are part of the World Anti-Doping Organization had to sneak out samples to get a clean or an accurate test on them. And it was, you have to feel sorry for the Russian athletes who were pretty much told they had to do this. And if one got caught, there was the next person up. It was just, I mean, the tentacles of this reach far into beyond just the world of track and field. All sports has to be a little ashamed and maybe even a little afraid.
Well, and I also wonder when I hear something like this, the way that I did about the Volkswagen scandal with the emissions, whether this is going on in other countries. Is it likely that Russia is the only one doing something like this if these allegations are true?
It is all but certain that it is going on elsewhere. And we read about the Kenyan, the paucity of the testing for the Kenyans, and the Jamaicans don't do well. And it's beyond track and field. But I just want to explain a couple of things about how bad this was. Hmm. Before international meets, experts would sit down and they'd get the times of all the Russian runners, and they within Russia, these times would be excellent. These times would be like, wow, maybe they could compete for a medal. But they knew whenever those Russians got outside of Russia, whenever they got away from their own drug testers, their times would fall. It was just the most well-regarded or well-known secret within the world of track and field. Other sports have been through this, and there was a sentiment to throw cycling out of the Olympics after all the Lance Armstrong stuff came out. And Dick Pound, who put together this report for WADA, he was one of those who championed that, and the rest of the Olympic sports didn't want that. And maybe the reason is that the other Olympic sports, including the biggest Olympic sport, track and field, knew that it was dirty as can be.
WADA, by the way, the World Anti-Doping Agency. Mike, what would the implications be if the organization does ban Russia from competition?
No Olympics in Rio. It could be a few years. I doubt that they would do a lifelong ban. That's sort of the antithesis of international sport. But it could be fairly huge. I don't know, though, that any organization will be sufficiently dissuaded from trying to cheat. You know, the budget of WADA is about $25 million, and we can name individual athletes. You ever heard Joe Johnson of the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
He's not that good. He gets paid $25 million. So that's their entire budget. It seems that you can cheat. And the fact that so many of these athletes won medals, that shows that you can win if you do cheat. So this is a bad day for sport.
Mike Pesca, who apparently calls it sport, not sports. Here
and
now,
drugs test.
Sport analyst, hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.